Weird. It was like a crazy hot day, but now here I am outside and it's like overcast out here. What the fuck's going on? The world, man. The world. Right? Am I right? Am I right about the world? You know what? I'm gonna go this way. We're taking the Bay Bridge today. They say it's a little faster.
Until the alligator hour with Joshua Homme. But for now, Shake It Off by Taylor Swift.
Apparently my phone decided that was enough. It's like, nah, man. Oh, it's because it's still trying to connect to the building's Wi-Fi. But fuck this.
Insured of the World Professional Chuck Wagon Association. So head to your local Wrangler retailer and find something from the Wrangler Cowboy Cut Collection today. Long live cowboys.
There was a time when all you needed in the West was one good horse. But today, it takes 397 horsepower from an available Duramax diesel and Allison transmission, along with a best-in-class 19,600-pound conventional towing and 7,374-pound payload. It's the 2015 Sierra HD from GMC, official vehicle of the 2015 World Professional Chuck Wagon Association. Saddle up at your GMC dealer or Alberta GMC.
Saddle up, motherfuckers.
Jayco Welding and Consulting, providing the steel fabrication and oil field industry with quality products, services, and engineering using cutting-edge technology. From rig manufacturing to structural steel and machining to custom fabrication, trust the experienced team at Jayco Welding and Consulting. Make your vision a reality. Call 780-955-2251 or visit jaycowelding.com. Jayco Welding and Consulting, the steel fabrication experts.
CarStar Collision and Glass understands the importance of community, which is why every CarStar location is locally owned and operated. And their owners pride themselves on providing customer service that is second to none. Should you ever find yourself in an accident, you'll have no problem finding a helping hand, because CarStar has over 200 locations across Canada. From small dings and scratches to glass and collision repair, CarStar does it all. CarStar, where accidents unhappen. A proud supporter of the World Professional Truck Wagon Association.
You're listening to WPCA Pro Tour Live with host Arnie Jackson and color man Billy Belleville right here on Rural Radio on Sirius XM Channel 80.
As we continue to await the official announcement, did in fact Kirk Sutherland win the Pinoca Stampede for 2015?
Oh, did he?
That was an exciting race, Billy. We're going to hear it over again as our hot heat of the night. But just to comment on, boy, what a thrill to watch those four guys put everything they had into it.
It was. It was a great race. Four great drivers. They're all running hot. And I think for Kirk Sutherland, a little bit of redemption. A big show like this, he really doesn't have. I mean, he won the world championship last year. But a real, real big show like this, he spent an obscene amount of money trying to win something like this. And he finally got it done. Here tonight, ran a great race. That outfit just, it's tough to beat when it gets the front end, and he just proved that here tonight. Got the start, jump, daylighted the other guys and got on the rail. And when he does that, he's a tough man to beat. And he just showed that. All riders were clean. He looked clean. I didn't see anybody getting any penalties out there. So I think we finally have a good, solid penalty-free championship final here.
Finally. And penalties ruined and just marred the last few.
Like winning
Chuck Wagon Championships. So
the catalyst to go on and win the Rangeland Derby at the Calgary Stampede. You look back and see who has done that in the last few years. Kurt Benzmuller last year alone did that very thing. The guy that was our special guest tonight, Troy Dorchester, won Pinoca and Calgary. Maybe it's a door that could open to Kirk Sutherland. Let's go back with our hot heat of the night again. The championship, heat number 9.
Yeah, let's hear this.
There's a horn in the Tommy Dorchester $50,000 cash for cash from Trailblazer Army.
It's raining.
Out of town. Kirk Sutherland takes
it's, the early it's 90 degrees up where I'm headed, and it's like fucking raining
looking
here.
Over his shoulder to see a wall of wagons, and he is rail bound and out of town. Evan Solman, Phoenix Oilfield Rentals, trying to hold off Jason Glass, and Jason is now ahead with Bold Jones and Bold Livestock Auction. Look at him charged.
Charge!
Captain Kirk, beam me up, Scotty. I need out of here because here comes the checkerboards. Kirk Benzmuller.
I'm sorry, what?
To the outside with Soutina Nation. Evan Solman to the inside. He's drove in a box, all dressed up, no place to go, and it's Captain Kirk Sutherland, MCO Corporation, that rounds the final turn and sets up for the home stretch drive. Pinoca, it's your turn to come alive. Captain Kirk coming at you. Jason Glass, Old Jones.
Please stop calling the man Captain Kirk just because his name is Kirk.
Horse race from the outside. Here comes Jason Kirk Sutherland to the inside at the wire. It's going to be Kirk Sutherland by a horse length. Jason Glass with Bull Jones and Bull Evan Solomon, and Kurt Benzmuller rolls in to be fourth. And an always exciting heat number 9.
Excited. Unfolded. Evan Solomon getting the jump off the number 1 set of barrels. Jason Glass in along the rail, crowded until he almost had a chance to get by Kirk Sutherland. But it looks like, unofficially, that Kirk Sutherland of Grand Prairie with EMCO Corporation will be your $50,000 Tom Dorchester champion for the 2015 Pinoca Stampede. We'll find out when we get the official times. Of course, that and more is being brought to you by Fortis Alberta. And we'll be back with the balance of the final night of the Pinoca Stampede right here on the WPCA Live.
This is Rob Keck, host of Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World. And on this week's show, joining us for the entire show is going to be Rusty Sellers, the founder and CEO of True Timber Outdoors.
All right.
All this and a lot more on Bass Pro Shops Outdoor World, Saturdays, 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Eastern, exclusively on Rural Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and on Sirius On Demand. This week on Destination Radio, we'll take you to one of America's most impressive military aircraft displays, the Strategic Air and Space Museum. Legendary American aircraft like the B-52 Super Fortress and the SR-71 Blackbird, and much more. It's the Strategic Air and Space Museum on the Nebraska Nice Radio Show, presented by...
I love a nice strategic museum.
Radio. It's every Saturday at noon Eastern Time. Seriously. You. Visit Nice.
We all go on a walkabout at some point in our life. It's just a question of when, where to, and for how long. We don't know the answer, but we all will take this journey. To simply ask these questions is a walkabout in itself. It's not just a journey in body, but in spirit, mind, and soul. As we say down under, carry on, mate, it's good as gold. Since 1992, Walkabout has been making exotic, unique, and amazing one-of-a-kind premium hats in Australia and California. Built to last the test of time. Our rodeo, ladies, men's and kids' hats are beautifully designed and will complement your outfit for any occasion. Whatever the walkabout, we have the right hat for you. Come say g'day at walkabouthats.com or at the Calgary Stampede at our locations in the Grandstand, Nashville North, Weedickville or the BMO Center. Walkabout hats, tough as nails.
You begin
by inventing the world's first home spa.
Then, that is how I began.
60 years, you never accept perfection.
That's exactly how it's been.
Power Pro Jets that provide an unparalleled hydrotherapy experience.
Yeah, well, you're
an experience
welcome.
That's also the most energy efficient. A dip of the hand, and you'll appreciate why. Jacuzzi is the way the world says hot tub. JacuzziCalgary.com. There's only one.
Is this just like pick up some Canadian radio feed that they're rebroadcasting here? Right here? I guess all the ads are for Canada stuff.
Friday at 5 Eastern, Sunday at 1 Eastern time for Outside the Barrel. In the spirit of Western sports, every week I award my gold buckle and my crying hole, my best and worst of the week, and talk everything from comedy, country music, Western sports, everything in between. That's right. Every once in a while, you have to think outside the barrel.
This guy's a real nut. Talks about comedy, Western sports, and comedy.
On this week's episode.
World Professional Chuck Wagon Association is proud to bring you WPCA Pro Tour Live right here on Rural Radio on Sirius XM Channel 80. Here's Artie and Billy.
Now that tonight's Chuck Wagon racing action is complete, you might want to know where your favorite drivers are in the standings.
Yeah, where did Captain Kirk end up?
Is pleased to present the wrap-up report.
And I am guessing that everybody is anxious to see awaiting heat number 9. It is always the case because we are delayed getting those times until they review the videotape. But this was championship night at the Pinoca Stampede. Billy Melville, what happened in heat number 9?
Okay, well, before we get to those Wrangler running times, let's remind everybody that our broadcast of WPCA Pro Tour Live on Rural Radio on Sirius XM Channel 80 has been made possible thanks to the support of Jayco Welding and Consulting. Jayco Welding and Consulting offers a diverse range of steel fabrication services to their customers for their expertise in the oil field and structural steel industries. So contact them at 780-955-2251 or visit their webpage at jacowelding.com. That's J-A-C-O welding.com. Jayco Welding and Consulting, they are the steel fabrication experts. And part of our Fortis wrap-up report here, we got to give you the Wrangler running times for heat number 9. I will give them to you in reverse order. Finishing fourth in the heat, it was Jason Glass, Bold Jones and Bold Auction Company. He had a running time of 1:15.39, but he was assessed 2 seconds for wagon interference in the back.
Wagon interference, you fucking snake!
And 39, so 1:17.39 for Jason Glass, Bold Jones and Bold Auction Company. He finishes fourth in heat number 9.
All right, now
third
I'm in
place
Oakland.
Third is Kurt Bensmiller, Satina Nation. He was penalty free with a 1:17.31. So 1:17.31 for Kurt Bensmiller and Satina Nation. They finished third. Runner-up for the championship was Evan Solomon, Phoenix Oil Field Rentals Limited. He was penalty free at 1:16.25. So 1:16.25 for Evan Solomon, Phoenix Oil Field Rentals Limited, which means that our champion, Kirk Sutherland, EMCO Corporation, along with Outriders Chance Vegan and Chance Flad, with a penalty-free run of 1:15.21. That's 1:15.21. They are your Pinoca Stampede champions for 2015.
Yay!
The current world champion, very, very happy because it sets the stage, I am sure, for a great run at the Calgary Stampede. We've seen that in the last few years. But what a great, it was a come-from-behind win for Sutherland. He didn't get to the track first, and he wasn't along the rail, but he made just the very best of every footprint that he had to make, every hoof that moved in his favor. And when it was all said and done, look at that time, a 1:15.21, Billy.
Well, he did. It was a great run. I mean, he just popped off of that number 4 barrel, went right to the front end. And again, when he gets the front end like he did, we knew he could do it
off, popped
that,
right off.
Off of barrel number 4. We've seen that happen.
Great
that
stuff.
Outfit is just so, so tough. He could do it off of any barrel. And he did it tonight off a four barrel. So,
I can do it off any barrel, too.
Really didn't quite work out for him, but tonight it did.
I don't know what chuck wagon racing looks like, but hearing them talk about barrels, I have it in my mind. Like, it's a big wagon,
who was also penalty-free, but in second place was a 116 and 25. So, yes, a one-second victory for the world champion. And now he adds the Pinoca Stampede to his categories. Well, we've still got some times to look at, and then we'll look at the
Read off some more numbers, please. By all means, keep the fucking dude reading numbers coming.
On the WPCA Pro Tour Live.
Hello, I'm Alexis Limmer from Alexis Limmer Off the Record. I want to invite you to join me every weekend, 7 a.m. Saturday, Sunday at 6 p.m. Eastern, for Alexis Limmer Off the Record. This week on Off the Record, we'll talk to two professional team members that are getting ready for the 4th of July runs and Cowboy Christmas. So be sure to tune into Off the Record to hear
Cowboy Christmas.
So come Off the Record with us every Saturday and Sunday right here on Rural Radio. With 5 hours of rural news each weekday on Market Day Report, we're making it easier for you to find exactly what you need, like news headlines at the top and the bottom of each half hour. Rural America's weather forecast on the 10s and the 40s.
The grains at 15 and 45 after, all with real-time data, plus livestock at 20 and 50 each hour.
Bank on us to bring you the news and information you need like clockwork.
Market Day Report, Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern on Rural Radio Channel 80.
Livestock on the 20s.
Red Steagall. Join me every Saturday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern, and together we'll explore the life of the American cowboy through his poetry and his music on Cowboy Corner Collections.
Yes, let's join me dig into the American cowboy.
Cowboy Corner Collections, Saturday morning at 9 o'clock Eastern on Rural Radio. Join me this week for Cowboy Corner and a return visit from my buddy, Mr. Cody Lambert, cowboy, bull rider, lots of stories. Be sure you join us.
Chuck Wagon Racing,
pedophile.
Western tradition. This is WPC
Cowboy
Line on Rural Radio on Sirius XM channel.
Ballroom dancer.
And this is the final line.
Knitting aficionado.
Pinocchio Stampede, their 79th annual. It's all said and done. If you missed it somehow, we can tell you that Kirk Sutherland of Grand Prairie, Alberta, driving for EMCO Corporation, is the 2015 champion, the first time in his career to do so.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Absolutely.
Yes, he is. Yes.
Did very, very well. And,
yes, he did that. Yes.
Little redemption over last year, because last year, you know, we pretty much ran the same race as he did here tonight, but unfortunately, penalties cost him dearly last year. As our Fortis Alberta wrap-up report continues, remember, Fortis delivers the electricity, and now they are delivering the wrap-up report. Fortis Alberta owns and operates more than 60% of Alberta's total electric distribution network. They deliver electricity to farms.
I mean, if you get power in Alberta, I mean, you probably get it from these fucking
across
people.
Alberta. Fortis Alberta is focused on the safe and reliable delivery of electricity to its 530,000 customers. At Fortis Alberta, our promise is your power. Now let's take a look at our top 10 times on the night. And number one on the night, it was Aubrey Montewillo with a 114 and 50. Second place, it was our champion, Kirk Sutherland, with a 115 and 21. Luke Tournier was third with a 115 and 22. Fourth place tonight was Darcy Flagg with a 115 and 48. Kelly Sutherland was fifth at 115 and 59. Sixth place tonight was Gary Gorse with a 115 and 66. Seventh place, Ross Knight with a 116.05. Evan Solomon was eighth with a 116 and 25. Jordy Fike was ninth at 116 and 71. And Cody Ritzdale rounded out the top 10 on the night with a 116 and 83. So that's how they finished on the night, which is going to play a little part in the world standings.
And the world standings, of course, are affected by whoever gets first on a night gets 36 points. Whoever gets last gets 1 point out of the evening. And so accumulating over the Grand Prairie, Saskatoon, Medicine Hat, High River, and now Pinoca, you can set up the world standings. And it has been a bit of a dog race this year. Kurt Benz,
no, it's, these
Kirk
are chuck wagons.
Teeter tottering back and forth. Who's first? Well, let's get Billy to answer that question.
Yes, okay, Billy, well, numbers man. Say some more numbers into this microphone.
97 points. Second place is Kurt Benzmiller at 758. and a half points.
And a half.
Third place is Aubrey Montewillo at 753 and a half points. Fourth place, John Walters at 685 points. Fifth place is Evan Solomon at 684 and a half points. Sixth place is Rick Fraser at 662
points. Come on, Rick Fraser, stop
Seventh
sucking.
Is Kelly Sutherland at 622 and a half points. Eighth place, Luke Tournier, 595 points. Ninth place is Mark Sutherland at 585 points. And rounding out
the... A promise is your power. Fortis Alberta, serving more than 500,000 customers in 200 communities across Alberta.
At the Padoka Stampede for the final time before the Calgary Stampede. If Steve Kenyon was on hand here, we'd be handing the microphone over to him to call the play-by-play of the Wrangler Rodeo that's just about to get underway. Those results we will have with Steve Kenyon tomorrow. He is around in just a moment or two with the Western Sports Rodeo
Association's Pro Tour. Be sure to check out our website at halfmileofhell.com. Follow us on Twitter at WPCHucks and like us on Facebook. This has been a World Professional Chuck Wagon Association production in partnership with Rural Radio and the Chuck Wagon Radio Network. All rights reserved 2015.
Chuck Wagon Radio Network.
WPCA Pro Tour Live on Rural Radio on Sirius XM Channel 80.
Everybody, this is Marty Stewart, and you're listening to Rural Radio on Sirius XM 80. Tell all your friends and neighbors about our agribusiness and Western Lifestyle Network, and thank you for listening.
So that might not be such a bad thing. I don't know if that's your strategy or not, but that's...
I'm high as hell. Anyway, we're on. Okay, sorry.
That'd be cool. I mean, last year, I think I only went to like 45 rodeos and went into an NFR going in second, so, I mean, guy really don't need it. That's kind of what I've learned is my last 2 years were my best seasons ever, and both of them I was under 50 rodeos in both seasons. And yeah. So,
well, 2 years ago you kind of mirrored this year. You didn't get started until Memorial Day 2 years ago, and you ended up the reserve world champion.
Yep. Yeah, that's why I try not to do too much standing looking right now. And you know, I even get family sometimes going, "Hey, you better start picking it up a little bit and start climbing." It's like, oh, that's one thing I have learned through the. Through the years is just to be patient and not trying to just go rodeo your butt off in the beginning and the middle and kind of getting scared that you're not in the standings. And the patience thing is for me is kind of key off too, knowing that from previous injuries is you don't have to rodeo your butt off right now. There's a lot of rodeos, and if you stay patient and go the good one, you go the good one, it'll pay off in the end.
I looked at the standings last night. Your brother David was ninth, you're 10th. With that going on, is that getting a little bit more of the standings watching in the family?
Yeah. No, it's pretty funny. It's kind of a joke in the family now. It's, your little brother, you ever going to pass your little brother? Are you ever going to beat you? Are you ever going to pass your, you know, little stuff like that. But it's all for fun. I'm proud of my little brother for being up in the tops like that. And pretty much my family just wants to see us both at the NFR and have us both stay in there. So.
Sure. I remember once upon a time, and I think I met your Uncle Bob at the rodeo in Gooding a couple of years ago, but I remember asking you who got you started, and you said my Uncle Bob Sailors. Is that kind of David's story too?
Yeah, it is really. He got us going a lot, and we started roping and doing all that when we were younger and getting on steers and bulls and all that, and he's kind of the rodeo guy of our family and we won the rodeo like he did, and he showed us all the ropes, and we grew up roping and riding steers and
roping.
Started getting on bulls a little bit
roping.
And then bareback riding. And he was an old bareback rider himself, so then I wanted to do that event. And then he kind of steered me over with Bobby Moat, and then things just kind of took off from there. And then when I started getting where I was pretty successful at bareback riding, my little brother was growing up and coming up. He was 5 years younger than me, and he decided that was what he wanted to do too. And so I just tried to start training my little brother, and here we are.
Interesting. I think it's going to be fun to watch both of you in Las Vegas in December. I'm not sure.
You thought wrong.
In December. I mean, I know. But
yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Whatever, man.
So tell me about your 4th of July over the next few weeks. How many are you going to get on?
Yeah, it's about to get crazy. We're about to get in the rig right now and start heading towards Greeley. We'll ride at Greeley tomorrow night, and then I believe we go to Livingston and Red Lodge and them, and then over St. Paul, Malala, and back for Cody, Wyoming, and then I head up to Calgary that next day, so I really don't even have a day off from tomorrow on for a while.
you know, if you could have a big fourth and then follow it up with a whole lot of money at Calgary.
No, man, I'd be a happy camper.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Oh, man. Yeah, I would.
How'd you draw?
That'd be real nice.
You probably got stock for all these races.
I've drawn pretty decent. I actually haven't got stock for Wild Belfouche and Livingston and Red Lodge yet, so hoping on good ones there. I got just kind of common horses, a little bit over the fourth, but it'll work out good. I got Delta Ship at Cody, Wyoming, so I'm really excited about that one.
Cool.
That'd be my best draw, so. Yeah.
Cool, real cool.
Good for you. Congratulations on your first win at the Reno
Rodeo.
Good for you. I was really excited for you when I found out about that.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
That's Stephen Peebles, bareback rider from Oregon. Right now, there's a statistical anomaly in the bareback riding world standings in the BRCA. If you look at the top 10, David Peebles, Stephen's younger brother, headed to his first Wrangler NFR as ninth, and then Stephen's in the number 10 spot. And it'll be interesting to see how things go as the year goes along, because he's riding really well right now. By the way, I'm watching Slack. We're in Livingston, Montana. Steer Wrestling Slack going on right now. Josh Peet just took the lead with a time of 3.5 seconds on a really nice run. Fallon Taylor has joined us, the reigning world champion in the barrel race, along with a couple of friends. We'll talk about all of that on the other side of the break. And I want to talk about a lot of things that Fallon's involved with over the next few minutes. We thank you for joining us on Western Sports Roundup.
What the fuck is Fallon doing? World champion.
Sports Roundup coming up on Rural Radio.
Is it true you're selling drugs?
This is a Rural Radio with an update on Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm meteorologist Natalie Noah. As you plan your Thursday forecast, front's going to become stable.
As I stay where they can. I'm in the dip, I'm moving them bands. Play with that money we put on the man. New no limit, we busting your ass.
In the air, it's the kid that don't be giving a fuck. I hold the shit out of drugs, the type of nigga that'll spit out the drugs. Niggas getting jailed, they say I'm living it up, cause I'm in Hollywood with Denzel, flicking it up. I'm playing the corner when the shit is hot. Summertime on the X, Kate Slade got the shit on lock. That's where you go to find a god body. Second to none, unless you compare him to John Gotti. Jack, and you was right, I never liked your motherfucking ass to start with. Now it's better get to serve the garden. Cape it, you picked the right nigga to play with.
I'm a rider, won't slide, so I'm dead in you. Peace.
Yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just seeing that now because they miss you. And the nigga tried to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here.
I leave niggas soft in the brain. This nigga still want the fame off the name. First of all, you ain't rap long enough to be fucking with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you pumping on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite. Should I snipe you with my dick and a mic? Y'all niggas characters, not even good actors. What's gonna be the outcome? Let's add up all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girls are.
Woo!
You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody know. Your old man say you stupid. You be like, so, I love my baby mother. I never let her go. I'm tired of weak ass niggas. Winding over foot that don't belong to them. The fuck is wrong with them? They fuck it up for real niggas like my mans and them. Who get it all from the shrimp on their hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
I bring down rain so heavy it hurts the head. No more. Put him in the dirt instead. You keep up that you're trying to end up red. Cause if I end up dead, I end up dead. You use a soft type nigga, a fake up dog type nigga. Push like a soft white nigga. Dog is a dog, blood sticking in water. We done been through the mud and we quicker the slaughter. The bigger the order, the more guns we want out. And if in there, everybody come out. When nobody burn out, sun in the sun out. I'ma keep the gun out. Nigga run in his mouth. I'ma blow his gun out. Listen, your ass is about to be missing. You know who gon' find you? Oh, the wrong man. Grandma, what's in your soul to rest? But it's hard to digest with the size of the hole in your chest.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
going this way was not the smart move. As I sit here in Berkeley in traffic. Well, we'll see how it works out in the end, I guess. It's technically like a couple more miles to go this way, but it's more, way more freeway, so it's often faster. Maybe not tonight.
Street Sweeper Radio, DJ K Slater, Drama King is in the building, Jazzy Bell TV in the building,
yeah.
Straight Step Magazine in the building. Make sure you get your copy of the 8-year anniversary. It's out right now, the number one independent magazine on the planet. You know what I'm saying? And if you're out in L.A., you can get it on Fairfax at the new spot, Psych Ward. You understand what I'm saying? They got them up in there. If you're in Cali, you know, they are on Fairfax at Psych Ward. You know what I'm saying? So, moving right along, we got a new guest. Well, he ain't new to the room, but we got a new guest
yes.
in the room at the present time. We got Chris Rivers in the building.
What's good, bro?
Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? Just busy, staying busy.
That's what it is.
Always an honor to have you back in the building.
Oh, vice versa, bro. I'm really happy to be here. And just to hear your bars earlier, it was...
okay.
2003, my first album, you know, I just wanted to let people know where I was coming
still from. Harder than 90% of niggas out right now.
Yeah. You know, it comes from the heart, man. It ain't no real...
Word up.
Yeah, you know, and it is no work. So when you're fronting,
yeah.
you got a problem.
Copy.
You know what I'm saying? But back to you, bro.
Oh, yes, yes.
What you working on right now,
man? Right now, we've been releasing a lot of freestyles. Every Freestyle Friday, we dropping something leading up to the, you know what I'm saying, to the tape. We got a tape coming out called MC in August. You know, and that's going to be dope, Medicated Consumption. And it's a dope collaborative project. And we've been working with a few people, and we just, you know, I'm really excited about it. But, you know, to keep the fans prepped and, you know, leading up to it, we've been shooting a lot of videos off the past tapes, Wonderland of Misery 2. And every Freestyle Friday, we've been dropping some heat for people.
So you just basically dope feeding the fans.
Yeah, we got, you know, it's the age of the fickle consumer. So you gotta stay in people's faces or they'll forget about you. You know what I'm saying? So
and you ain't never lied, man. You understand? That's
yeah.
why, you know, brother gotta keep his vision up on Instagram.
Yeah, everything.
Whether like you gotta, you can't.
Everything. You got
with this shit right.
Exactly,
now.
Exactly. Because everything's so accessible now. So everybody, like, if you're not in their face, they're moving on to the next thing. And I am in your face. I am your face.
And it's even weird, and it's even weird because the motherfucker will. It has to be at least 20 between artists, models,
and
DJs that I see people have their name. Like they're coming out like using people's names.
Yeah.
Already, it's crazy.
Like that's already. Like, yeah.
Nigga, do you know that you're not going to get far with that before?
Yeah.
Or they're just in the cut waiting for you to do something?
Yeah, they're trying to get that initial boost, but not realizing that it's no longevity in that. Like
You can't do that. It's just like, you know, if you let 5 years go by and if radio doesn't keep its presence up, it'll be a nigga that called us up DJ Radio.
Exactly.
Probably already is.
Yeah, I know. He's waiting for that name.
No, but I'm just saying, like, that's just how it is. Just like I seen the chick hit me about getting in a magazine called Jazzy Bella. I said, bitch. Like, do you really think I'm going to fuck with you?
Yeah, that shit.
Like, yeah, did you see? So, well, you know what I'm talking about?
Wrong tree.
It's a million Jazzies. Okay, we can't help that. But it comes to the bell, it's like, come on now. Like,
can't ring like that.
Like, come
not
on.
At all.
Can't ring like
then
that.
You're going to try to hit the God in the DM.
Yeah.
And she slid up in the DM with the Jazzy Bella.
Yeah. She slid up in my DM with a thong on.
Hold on, mama.
She was like, hey, what's up? Really trying to gain some
There's only one
here.
Jazzy Bell that matters. Listen.
Don't matter if you had an A.
You know, shout out to her, though. I understand.
Yeah. It's an arguable political move, you know what I'm saying? But it's you know, just be original. That's what people want to do these days. Everybody wants to be original, right?
Real talk. So, I know you got some music for us, right?
Yeah, definitely. You know, let's go. Shout out to Styles P. He was playing his track earlier. Let's jump into that Ghost Dance. We got it.
Let's go. Say 4-5. You got it?
Yes, let's jump into that Ghost Dance.
There we go.
And ghosts like drowned bodies. My nails pound grounds at the sounds of a loud shoddy. Niggas fuck around in the house and they found bodies. I never fucking ran plus I'm fat so the pounds got me. Mafioso, cocking glocks at the popos. Don't photo pose it with bones that I broke from Bozo. Thank you.
nice out. It was like 73 degrees, like a little overcast, but you know, makes for a nice sunset. This is cool. I just wonder, like, when I get over this bridge and get closer to home, if it's gonna be.
Hello. What I do for you? Sir?
Like, super fucked. Oh man. Ranking of Fighters out today. It's something that I think it was maybe like a month ago we kind of got the idea together and kind of figured out, you know, hey, here's what this thing's going to be. And then I just fucking had a hell of a time getting fucking controllers to work right. Like, we were trying to do this actually before E3, and fucking, I was just running into a bunch of fucking controller issues, and just ran out of time. There's just so much other shit going on. So it's nice to finally get that in there. I don't know if it'll always be live. It's not really meant, you know, it's not meant to have like an audience component to it, so it doesn't really need to be live. So it might just be something we just kind of plug in here and there, or it might just be something like another show concept that fits into the Wednesday framework. Thank you.
Vegetation raw, pedestrians walk by. Image of people, recommend to sound equal. Extreme ability results on the front line. Dimensional tax, overstated, innovative. Functions ironic, toxic waste, forward tonic. Government tendencies, Congress, public action. Conspiracies, ease and breeze, flow and speed. Stress one digits, for times more personal. Changing the temperature, warp with the aperture. The galaxy's off-center. Complexion of the atmosphere, conspiracy. Complexion of the atmosphere, conspiracies. Evidently supreme, status boost, intermission, imposition, new world order. On the border, legislators, activists, hurricanes twist, life is a real risk. Pentecostal thrones, skeletons, diagrams, bones. Increase the Middle East. Agreements passed down from the First Amendment. Scientist studies Mars, different planets. Life exists or remains to be a
perfect. Oh man.
Archaeologists.
All right. So now it's like overcast and hazy, but also 88 degrees.
Aliens spotted. Doctors finding bones.
Jeez.
In towns like Albuquerque, the news can't cover construction sites.
You know, you get away from the water, that's what happens, I guess, right?
Chemicals for medical terms discover more cruel. That's right. That's the only rule for feedback. Of the
jumped up 12 degrees or something in the last like 8 minutes.
It's complexions of the atmosphere. As we go into the year 2000, remember way back, there was 1971, 1972.
Real muggy, humid, yeah, the wetness, yeah, man, fuck, weird.
Summer, winter, spring,
this doesn't happen a lot out here.
Good for the right reason. Monkeys get tested, birds get taken for...
It's raining.
Oh, my old magazine where I'm in every picture.
86 degrees and it's raining.
Fine.
I think it's really cool when that happens, but it's kind of miserable, you know?
32 double A.
It's nuts. It's so nuts.
My cup running over the Pinot Grigio. Hold up. You bogus in that Lambo if you ain't lifting the Del Bar. You bogus popping pills if you ain't picking the hole.
You're tuned to Britain's groviest radio show, Top of the Pops. And now, meet five more representatives of the Shaggy set.
Make yourself at home. Hi.
Sometimes I feel rough like a runaway. Read over the diary while I stay getting richer like Pryor. Need to put the gun away cause I got fire. It's hard to stay rolling when the world full of riders. Blunt tip on fire, flying down sunset. Motivated to win like I ain't won yet. Think shit over, hell no, I ain't done yet. I LBC, y'all praying at a G-ball. Tonight is going down like free fall. Chevy bouncing up and down like a fucking street song. Tripping off hate, no hee-haw. All black folks on the low acting like I don't see y'all. Doing that shit to demean, though. When I bring it to you, you be like, what you mean, dog? Then we go back and forth like it's...
I think
we'll
have
to get
up.
Back to the radio.
got the diamonds ready.
Rated DBA Metro PCS.
Absolutely. Yeah, I agree with Karen. You know, the cool part of it is just like in any other, you know, sport. I mean, you notice and you can see, Steve. You know, you've covered so many rodeos and stuff like that. I mean, you can see, you can tell, you know, these kids when they're coming up and the ones that really have the talent and the drive and desire to be great in what they do. I mean, there's, you know, who's going to be the next Tough Trooper? I mean, yeah. You know, like,
I'm going to be the next Tough Trooper.
Along and
it's
progressing so fast. I mean, it's interesting to me. To see these kids and how quickly they progress from year to year. I know it just in, you know, in the team roping and watching Castro and stuff like that. It's like, man, you see these kids 1 year at the, you know, regional finals, U.S. roping or something, and they're in the, you know, 10, 11 point roping, and next year, you know, they're in the 15. It's like, man, what happened so fast?
So the really important question I have is, have you and Amy Wilson roped together lately?
No, we haven't, man. We haven't. We ain't sure haven't, Steve. We did a couple weeks ago the first time, and it did turn out real good for us. But hopefully, you know, hopefully down the line here, we'll hook up and you know, get it done, and maybe win a tag together. It'll be fun.
Yeah. So at some point, am I going to get to hear you tell us about the next big hit song that you got out there? I know you've been writing a lot, and for folks who don't know.
Oh, man, I have. It's really cool, Steve. I mean, for me, there's some things coming, you know, there's some things coming down the line here that we're just kind of waiting to see exactly what, you know, what we end up with or where the chips fall, I guess I should say, and what singles come out next. But yeah, you'll be the first one to know. I'll let you know as soon as I find out.
I won't be the first one to know, trust me. But, you know, keep me in the loop of the top 500. How's that sound? Okay, before I let you go, this has nothing to do with Western Sports Weekly, but I've always wondered about this. When
do you know where I can get some really good weed?
Extremely talented songwriter. Have had some big hits out that folks would recognize. How does that work? Do the artists come to you? Do you go to the artists? Does it just depend on the situation? How does singer get matched up with songwriter and song to make these all happen?
Well, it can happen in a lot of different ways. You know, anymore for me, I mean, having success and being successful is that I end up writing a lot with a lot of artists that are going in to make records, or I'll ride on the road and write with them.
All right, not really feeling satellite radio. What's the internet have to say about radio? Bluetooth connection should connect now. Yeah, I don't want to listen to this.
Jazz at 9-4 and 8-2 to place in both goal rounds, win the average, and almost $6,000 in prize money.
Thank you, $6. Great rodeo. It's a rodeo I love going to. The fans, the committee, everybody does a great job with
it. We should only really go to the good rodeos. Good. Everyone knows that.
Oh man, come
in
on.
The building, man.
It's love.
Yo, shit, I definitely want to thank you for coming through.
Oh man, I enjoyed every time.
Sit down with us, networking with you. She blew through that shit like it was nothing.
Yeah. Oh yeah, oh man. Yeah, I mean, I've been learning a lot. My approach to this whole game, man, is stay as humble as you possibly can and just learn as much as you can and work as hard as you can. Truly, it's one of those things. Like, you walk around super cocky, like you know everything, you ain't gonna get that far.
That's right. You always gotta understand that.
And if you come to K-Slay, have some motherfucking balls.
Oh, right? That's right.
Please.
You know what I'm saying? Listening and learning is an art. You're supposed to learn something every day.
Every single day.
I don't give a fuck what it is. Even if you learn that if you pull your tone there hard enough and your tears at the end, you are going to get some fucking pain.
Yep.
Especially when you get the shower.
Oh, my God.
If you niggas shower.
And stubbing your toe is pretty much equal to getting shot by a rocket launcher. Especially in the winter.
That toe stub is serious.
That was very detailed.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I got stubbed my toe a lot when I was a kid. It traumatized me.
I still do that shit. The worst thing is when you stub. You know what I be doing? I always stub my toe on my fucking dumbbells.
Yo, I was just, when I was a kid, yo, in the winter, there was a 50-pound dumbbell, and I, every time I walked, like, at least twice a day, I would stub my toe on it. My pinky toe still hasn't recuperated. Therapy,
man,
everything.
I be in the crib. I always, you know, get my 1-2. If I don't go to the gym, I do it in the crib.
Yeah.
And I always leave these shits right at this turn into my kitchen. And just be like,
you can't even get food without stubbing your toe.
Fuck. You can't throw the dumbbell because you're going to break something.
You just gotta eat that.
Yeah,
you gotta take that L.
Yeah, word up.
Dumbbell never loses.
It is Shade 45, Street Super Radio. Again, I thank you for coming through. You want to shout anything out?
Of course, yes. Like I said before, man, Dragons Up, Wonderland of Misery 1 and 2, datpimp.com, free download. MC coming soon in August. It's a new tape. The EP, The Good King, on iTunes, get that. And of course, K Slay, thank you for everything, brother. I really appreciate it. That's about too. And everybody behind the scenes that y'all ain't seeing, love y'all.
Yeah.
Let's get into some music. You'll play another joint.
Yeah, you know what? Let's go into that Latinos joint. That's Joel Ortiz, Emilio Rojas, Bodega Bams, and I. Killing
it.
High first, laugh last. Television was on, we never had jazz. And the city was flooded with mad crack. Cause they experimental minorities like we lab rats. Priorities, it's fucking glory. A man that can stand on his own and show maturity. I ain't never asked for a loan, I've been supporting me. I'm taking cash, I'm hoes like a sorority. Oh yeah, they're coming for your life. Like Con Ed, I'm coming for your life. Last born dead, I'm living out of spite. You ain't bleed and it wasn't worth the fight. I'm giving y'all bread and water. Oh, bread and water, all they get. And in the shaking no hands, so fuck the politics. This isn't making a bam, and I burn a lot of bridges down, and I played in the ash like fucking fuck. All we ever wanted was good pussy and credit scores. The own cars is better than all they rentals are. I'm sick of y'all dudes switching and getting hot. Like Bruce Jenner in menopause. You never told us detox or senators. Instead they sent us to detox the criminals. So the minute that we pop his genitals, Emilio ain't gonna ever fall, I told you.
Everybody pressing charges. They change where I'm from, it's no game, even a dime of a suit. Connect, try to keep me out the loop. It's K9 proof for my birds in the coop. Duck niggas wanna see me in the cave. My lawyer gets surprised with the money I save. I'm low life, Fetty Wap left eye. Cause when I saw left eye, Best Buy. Nike slippers, read the paper on the milk crate. Sippin' Arizona, I got stripes like a zebra cape. Believe me, fast money like a relay. Shopping so when Prince Street had replay. I love my heritage, but fuck the race. If you real, you my relative. Why so sensitive? The revolution will be televised. Excuse the grandma.
If you heard that I'm talking, then I said it.
Coin, where you at?
It's time for the love, nigga.
Hip hop. Do you know about music, hamster penis?
Grinder Man with Heathen Child. What a great song. What a sick, twisted band that is.
They prove that when something is imperfect, it's better. You know, so much of technology implies or suggests that perfection is something we could actually attain. Perfection is something to strive for, but certainly not something to expect. And as it turns out, when music is perfected or corrected, it kind of gets a little boring and lifeless, because frankly, it's impossible to do without a computer. But it sounds wonderful when someone's holding it together, fighting tooth and nail and duct tape just to keep the wings from blowing off as they dive towards the earth.
Fucking
on fire,
what?
Playing music by the skin of their teeth. And that's exactly what Grinder Man sound like. They sound like something beautiful destroying itself. And isn't that what we're really looking for? We're looking for the luxury, the chance to witness something incredible and classic happen for one moment. We're trying to capture that.
Someone at Apple's listening to this going, what? Fucking
photograph.
What?
My name is Joshua Hami. I want to thank you so much for joining me on the Alligator Hour, where we swallow it whole and hope to God it doesn't hurt on the way out. I'd like to encourage you to reach out to me via Twitter and Facebook. Wait, I don't have either of those. So your opinion will have to wait till next time. For everyone here in the studio, which is actually, I think, just me, this is Joshua Hami saying, I hope you enjoyed yourself. And if not, I am so sorry.
Well, I mean, they're letting people program their own shows. You know?
I'm sorry. So sorry.
Broadcasting live from Beats 1 LA. You guys might have heard the Forest Moment song Like a G6. Yeah, that was me on the hook. And I'm here to play you some songs from all around the world for the next
hour. Yeah, it was in a really popular song, and now I'm Beck, the off-hour DJ on Apple Music. Beats 1. I like Dev. The world had more in store for Dev than fucking being a DJ on an internet radio station. Maybe it still does. The Dev solo stuff is pretty fucking, it's way better than that fucking other bullshit song. Apparently they like this Beck song over at Apple. I hear if you listen to that song 9 times in a row, you automatically jump to OT level 2. Maybe Apple's just trying to get clear. Not me, man. I want more Thadens. Stack them up. I'll take them all. All right. I'm home. It's very exciting. For me. Last day of the work week tomorrow. That's pretty crazy. So, see you guys then. Bye.